The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston of KILR in Estherville and Mike Hohenbrink with the Kalmar Courier. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Okay, Senator, do you have any reaction to the problems the Democrats have experienced with reporting the results of the caucuses? And do you think this puts the future of the Iowa caucuses in danger?
Absolutely no on the second point, because I think you heard Republicans and Democrat leaders of the respective parties backing up that things like this can happen and that there's no reason to change things from Iowa being first in the nation. The Iowa caucuses empower everyday Americans, unlike people that are already empowered, like special interest groups, high-paid lobbyists, trade associations, unions, billionaires spending their own money running for office. This is an opportunity for democracy to work, and we got to preserve that. That's why we must stay first in the nation. And I guess even though I see what happened last night, a Democrat problem, not a Republican problem, but they tried to try some new things to get information faster and analyze faster, and it just didn't work. So I don't think you can blame First in the Nation Caucus for this, for some sort of new technology that didn't work out. So there's a bipartisan consensus to keep Iowa as first in the nation. And if you haven't gotten it, Governor Reynolds and I have put out a statement that you can go to. And more importantly, President Trump tweeted his support for Iowa remaining first in the nation. And I think the problem is created, and your question may come as a result, of the national media wants votes results right now. And what do Iowans want, including this Iowan? I want the vote count to be right. Mike.
Senator, following up on that one, could we get your thoughts, admittedly, given the issues, on who will emerge on the Democratic side to challenge President Donald Trump?
I think it's going to be Sanders, but that's a short answer to your question. If you want a longer answer, let me know.
Okay. That'll work, sir.
Okay, Ken, back to you. Ed, I should say, back to you.
Senator, you announced on Monday that on the Senate floor that you plan to vote no on both articles of impeachment. Can you summarize your reasons for voting no?
Yeah. The House did a very good job of making a case for impeachment. It was based upon criminality of motives. Now, when you have a criminal trial, motives can be part of maybe why somebody ought to be convicted, but you don't convict people on motives. And they allege no crime, unlike Nixon covering up in Watergate, unlike Clinton lying before the grand jury, and lying is a crime. Lying to a grand jury is a felony. Mike?
Senator, with regard to the impeachment, do you think it will wrap soon, and what will be the long-term impact?
Will it end soon? Yeah, it's going to end at 4 o'clock on Wednesday. The other part of your question is, I don't think it's going to make any difference, because I've seen this president pretty undeterred in carrying out the powers of the presidency and the responsibilities of the presidency during this many months of impeachment, and also through Mueller and through the efforts of the House Judiciary Committee to try to make a case for obstruction, even before they thought about impeachment and even before Ukraine. The president's doing his job, and look at the successes he's had. Just on trade is one example. And I see him just within the last month doing great international meetings, doing his political rallies, which are strictly politics, but also doing official things around the country, and then working with Congress, like his staff is working with me on prescription drug pricing reduction, et cetera, et cetera. So I think he's hasn't been held back in any way carrying it out. So when we get done at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, then I assume you aren't going to see any change in what he's doing, because there hasn't been any change while all this has been going on. Is it Ed? Is it back to Ed? I kind of forget who I'm calling on.
Yeah, it's Ed. Senator, the President Trump has given a State of the Union speech tonight. Anything in particular you hope to hear from the President?
Yeah, repeating myself, but now that we have USMCA out of the way, the one big thing I want to get done, not the only thing I want to get done between now and the end of the year, is a reduction of prescription drug prices. I want to get the Grassley-Wyden bill passed. Mike?
Senator, any other legislation on which you're working?
Yeah, with Senator Ernst on veterans things to make sure the VA treats veterans right, with aid for people still hurt by the floods of last year and hopefully not hurt again this coming year, although you get some forecast that it could be another bad year as far as flooding is concerned. And then the issue on surprise billing. So in healthcare costs, if you take things out of network, you might get hit with a big bill that your insurance doesn't cover. We got to do away with surprise billing. And then I hope that we can get an infrastructure bill. Now, I'm not involved with every issue dealing with infrastructure, which would be three other committees, but my committee of finance has to finance it. And so what revenue to raise there is a big thing. Okay, that's everybody. So thank you all very much for participating.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Ed and Mike, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.